USA Radio News.
Tweeting updates in real time, Senator Marco Rubio says Russia is engaging in a full-scale assault throughout Ukraine, including air assaults to occupy a large swath of territory. Rubio also speculated that Russian forces will seek to take the main airport so Russia can fly in forces to occupy the capital city. Rubio, the ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Communities, seemingly had information before reporters on the ground in Ukraine. Hundreds of truckers and their supporters set off from Southern California on Wednesday in a convoy headed across the U.S. towards Washington, D.C. The group is protesting COVID-19 restrictions. Inspired by the demonstrations in Canada, organizers of the People's Convoy want to end mask mandates, vaccination requirements, and business shutdowns. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.